Henrietta's Lament, a Mr. Rogers fanfiction written by Commander Baben for Yuletide 2023 as a gift for Silver Adept and read today for you by Orshata. Summary. Social media has arrived in the neighborhood of make-believe, but not everyone is excited about adopting the new technology. Henrietta Pussycat was not happy. Though she'd awoken on the right side of the bed, her day was already ruined the second she slid her paws into her slippers and saw what lay upon her nightstand. Smartphones had arrived in the neighborhood of make-believe, and she was darned tired of that hunk of fruit-embellished aluminum. Hiding a yawn behind her paw, she reached for her phone and powered it on, swiping the screen to unlock. Then she waited. And waited. And...
Corny Inventor 101 has liked your post.
And waited. And waited.
That's it, she exclaimed. Meow meow notification for meow photograph of crochet.
No other alerts came sliding down the top of her phone. She stomped off to her bathroom, grumbling all the while. The neighborhood was a close-knit community. Everyone lived within walking distance from each other, and everyone lived within walking distance of the king. There wasn't any pressing need for citizens to have cellular devices, as the open-door policy was always in effect. If anyone needed something from a friend, all they needed to do was knock. But the community took to cell phones like a whirlwind. Everyone was filling their home screens with applications galore, and phone cases were customized with colorful stickers and glitter that rained down like snow globes. And while there was no need for such long-distance communication in a neighborhood as small as this, social media became the dominant feature that bound everyone together. The app was called NeighborChat. Once a profile was created, users could upload pictures and post comments that anyone could see. And it wasn't just limited to make-believe. Those in up above land, down under land, and sidestep land could communicate too. It was quite a marvel. Those in make-believe could be treated to photographed beaches in the morning and photographed mountains at night. Geographical features didn't exist in their flatlands. Everyone downloaded the app, from Lady Aberlin to X the Owl. Even the royal family was in on the newfangled mode of socializing. And so it went that as everyone's followers increased and everyone's posts were flooded with digital adoration, Henrietta Pussycat was stuck at a standstill. She couldn't get that paltry 45 followers emblazoned on the front of her profile page to budge, and her likes consistently wavered between 20 and 30. So much for friends. It seemed like no one truly cared about her at all. As was her routine, after breakfast, Henrietta dressed and sat out on the front patio of her treehouse residence. So early on a weekend, make-believe was already bustling. Prince Tuesday was out playing ball on the castle lawn, Daniel Striped Tiger was gardening, and Cornflake S. Specially was en route to fiddle with his gizmos and gadgets. Henrietta greeted him warmly as he strolled by. After all, he'd given her a very warm welcome that morning. Daniel Tiger snapped a photograph of his flowers, then stood frozen as his fingers danced along his phone screen. Henrietta figured he was posting it on his neighbor chat feed. A minute later, he put his phone away and carried on shoveling like it was no big to-do. Come the night, that photograph of freshly planted flowers had garnered some 100-odd likes, and her handmade tea cozy was still hovering at 12. In the sanctity of her humble abode, Henrietta was seething. The pattern continued every time Henrietta would post. Her photographs of art she was working on or places she'd visited would be also Rand's, behind silly joke images and polls about what character to play in some questionable video game. 500 people across the lands had voted on Prince Tuesday's post. Oh, the things a cat could do with 500 people on her side. The next day, Henrietta consulted Lady Elaine Fairchild about her woes. If anyone knew how to rally a group of friends, neighbors, and strangers, it was her. Over tea and homemade cookies, they conversed.
"That's why I never get involved with that mess," Lady Elaine crowed. "It's all one big popularity contest full of wannabes and big heads."
She wagged her cookie instructively.
"You'd be better off deleting that app, Henrietta." "Meow don't want to. Meow want to be popular."
Lady Elaine bit into her snack and chewed a bit before responding.
"Well, who is the most popular person on Neighbor Chat?"
she asked.
"Take a guess, Meow."
Lady Elaine tapped the tip of her long, rosy nose.
"Is it Prince Tuesday?"
Henrietta hung her head.
"Meow." "Well, you know why, right?"
"No, Meow, don't."
She sipped her tea.
"He's young and gregarious, doesn't care what anyone thinks, and lives to have fun. And his being King Friday's son doesn't hurt too much either. Here."
Lady Elaine opened her hand.
"Let me see what you post."
Henrietta fished out her phone from her reticule and opened the application. Lady Elaine scooted her chair closer and leaned in. Opening her profile page, Henrietta scrolled through her feed. Lady Elaine said nothing, but her face gradually scrunched, causing a deeper and deeper chasm to form in the middle of her forehead.
"Well, that's your problem right there,"
she eventually declaimed.
"Your stuff's boring."
Henrietta clutched her pearls with such intensity she feared they'd snap.
"Meow Meow is not boring."
"To the masses it is. See, you already lost the male audience by posting about tea and knitting."
"Meow crochet."
"Tea and crochet, my bad."
"X and corny meow like my posts meow. And Lady Aberlin."
"Because they're your friends, and good ones at that. But if you want to shoot to the top of the charts, you've got to be more diverse. Let me see Prince Tuesday's profile."
Henrietta searched his name.
"I can't say I'd be interested in his posts either, but you can't deny they're fun. He's doing pranks and doing reaction videos. Video games capture the youth audience, and that's a huge market as we know."
"So all Meow has to do is post different things, Meow Meow. No crochet?"
"No, no crochet."
Lady Elaine reached for another cookie.
"Imitate him and you'll be golden. Trust me, I once got the Art Council to vote my painting best in show because it appealed to society's sensibilities. No one can resist a puppy dog."
Lady Elaine Fairchild seemed to know what she was talking about, even if puppy dogs were the last things Henrietta would sing praises for. The following week, Henrietta did her best to curate her social media page to be more inclusive and reminiscent of the princes. She continued to post her artwork. After all, a cat's gotta do what a cat's gotta do. But racked her mind over breakfast, lunch, and supper, trying to conjure up ideas that would appeal to a wider demographic. She thought of amusing posts about life and felinehood, but her type of humor was the sort that only brought raucous laughs from her neighbor, X. She took a gander at the video games Prince Tuesday liked to play, but they were all too extreme for her liking. There were some relaxed options on the market, but after an hour or two of tending to her digital garden and dressing up her avatar, she found herself in need of a nap. She could dress herself for twice the fun. No, this wouldn't work, Henrietta thought. So she scoured neighbor chat for the next famous face, who seemed to be an Annie Deer from Grassy Hill land. Her feed consisted of the simple life, cute animals, and fancy homemade meals.
Meow could do that,
pipped Henrietta, and she began at once, snapping photographs of her food and posting images of cute kittens she'd found on the interwebs. But still, no dice. The statistics derived from her images of delectable meat stews and Maine Coons paled in comparison to Annie Deer's. And yet, when she lay her head at night, she was thankful. If she did reach super social media stardom through food and sharing pictures of her own, albeit less anthropomorphic kind, well, what a boring hobby that would be. But, oh, what was she to do? Posting what she enjoyed garnered no interaction, while posting the hottest topics garnered no personal motivation. She felt stuck, invisible. And it was then, as she sulked in the park behind Daniel Tiger's house, Lady Aberlin found her. She was taking a walk on her own, softly singing. Henrietta knew that voice from anywhere.
"Meow, meow, Lady Aberlin," she said,
turning round in her stone seat. "Henrietta?" Lady Aberlin was startled to a stop.
"Oh, I didn't see you there."
The cat's shoulders folded inwards.
"Meow, one does."
"Oh, Henrietta, what do you mean?" Lady Aberlin made her place beside her friend.
"Of course we see you." "Meow do, and Corny, and X, but no one else does, meow,"
she sniffed.
"Everyone cares about Prince Tuesday and Annie Deer more than me, meow."
Lady Aberlin protested.
"Now that's not true at all." "Uh-huh, meow. No one likes my posts, meow, and neighbor chat, meow."
"Well, I see them." A handkerchief was pulled out of Lady Aberlin's pocket and proffered with a sympathetic smile. "But I'm not following that many people." Henrietta didn't know what to say. She continued to quietly weep, dabbing her cheeks all the while. Lady Aberlin rubbed Henrietta's back and, too, said little but a few consoling words. And then she sat up as if a perfect thought had suddenly appeared in her head and said,
I wonder if that's why."
"Meow?"
"If there's an algorithm."
"Meowgorithm?"
Henrietta had never heard of the word. It sounded like something that would be featured in Corny's esoteric vocabulary. "Yes, algorithm," said Lady Aberlin. "It means that neighbor chat makes it difficult for those who are less popular to gain viewers." Henrietta furrowed her brows.
"But if meow is less seen, then meow can never get popular."
"Exactly. It's a vicious thing, isn't it? Meanwhile, those who are already popular stay popular, because everything they do is funneled to their followers and non-followers alike. To neighbor chat, people like you and me are practically invisible. I don't mind, but it seems like it's hurting you more than it ever should."
"Oh!"
Henrietta threw her head in her hands. It was impossible.
"What is meow to do? Meow has to be popular."
Lady Aberlin frowned. "I don't know, Henrietta, but I do know you've been putting too much stock into your social media statistics. It's making you unwell."
"Meow is not unwell,"
she hissed. "Well, maybe not unwell, but popularity isn't everything, and especially not on social media. You'd be surprised how many people get caught up in online communication and forget all about the real world. You've been posting things lately that aren't you. Cars and prank videos.
Meow Army!
If you say so. But I hope you aren't trying to hamper your own interests just for your numbers to go up. We love you here in Make Believe, no matter what your follower count or your likes may say. Online popularity means nothing compared to the relationships you form and the person you can be out in the world. I love your crochet and your tea and the pretty dresses you sew, and would much rather see that than cars and pie in the face. Lady Aberlin wrapped her arm around her friend and began to sing. It's You I Like was the tune of choice, and its lyrics couldn't be more fitting.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like.
During the final verse, Henrietta smiled. Many moons later. In a royal proclamation by King Friday, social media was banned from the land of make-believe and its surrounding constituents. It was no good on the people of his merry kingdom, he said, and life was more peaceful without it. There was no great outrage from the ruling, and everyone continued on as they once did. People shared their creations in person, gaining instant appreciation and earnest discussion from friends and family that proved more valuable than the pithy comments of yesterday. Usual get-togethers were scheduled by way of knocks on doors than private messages that were seen but not heard. It was fun to see their friends in person rather than behind a screen, to talk to them face-to-face and share laughs rather than monochromatic laugh-out-louds. Everything went back to normal, and everyone was better off for it. Except for Corny. He found great joy in tinkering around with the technological bits and bobs. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please be sure to give the author a comment at their original work. And if you'd like to hear more from me, you can find more of my work at Orshatapads at AO3. Bye-bye.